Tyrone manager Mickey Hart will take his side into a sixth Ulster final in 10 years on Sunday. The record speaks for itself. Played 5, won 3, drew 1 and lost 1. That draw and loss, of course, against Armagh in 2005. Yet the hunger for more Ulster titles is very evident when you sit down and talk to the Tyrone manager as he looks forward to their encounter against Monaghan. Back-to-back titles have not been achieved by Tyrone since 1996. Back-to-back, though, isn't an issue, says Hart.
The fact is back-to-back here and there, just to get another Ulster title, would be very fond of them because Tyrone's not coming down with them. So, we do like them, and this squad of players have been quite successful over the last decade. And they've been in Ulster finals at many levels, and they quite like being there at senior level as well. So hopefully they can give the best of themselves on this particular day, and historically they've been quite good at that, so I hope they're still good at it.
Perhaps Monaghan will also be hungry as well, as they aim to go for a first title since 1988. The Tyrone boss, though, is not so sure.
Well, I suppose that's a matter of opinion. You know, does time give you greater hunger, or does a desire to do more than you've done before? You know, who can say? I believe that, it's not about how long it is since you've achieved something. It's about how you apply yourself on the day that matters. I suppose we'll go to John Wooden again and say competitive greatness, being at your best when your best is required. Whoever can do that, well, I think they'll be ahead at the end.
Monaghan will certainly be full of confidence and self-belief. They've enjoyed a good National League campaign and saw off the challenge with some aplomb of Armagh and Fermanagh.
Without a doubt. I mean, I suppose if you're looking at form and current form, they are the form team of the Championship. Insofar as the games they've played, they've coasted through them. In any province, there's nobody has shown as much quality, I suppose, and as much ability to be ahead of their opponents. So that's where they're coming in. We understand that. But we're not low on confidence either. We have a good side, as I say, they have a lot of experience. We mightn't have the prettiest of victories, but to me, it's not about pretty at this stage. It's about actually getting the victory. So we have our two victories as well, and this is the one that really counts now.
Some pundits have suggested that Tyrone have been mediocre in the Ulster Championship this season. They've done enough just to get over the line against Antrim and Down. Tyrone manager Hart, quick to point out though, that they're now in the same place as Monaghan.
We probably haven't been as impressive to the eye in our two victories, but ultimately Championship football is not about how it looks, it's about the end result. And the end result for us has been as good as the end result for Monaghan. You know, if we can add value to our game now, then, we'll certainly not be that easy put away.
The last time the sides met, of course, was in the National Football League earlier on this season. That provided a narrow victory there for Seamus McEnany's side. That result will matter little come Sunday afternoon.
I'm sure Monaghan have things that they could add to their team from that day as well. They probably say they weren't on full output either. But that's life. It was as good as we had that day, and they got the result that day. So we were disappointed. We were very disappointed with that. But having said that, at times in that game we played well and we were flowing nicely, but the wheels came off the wagon a wee bit at a certain stage of the game, and Monaghan got the impetus with that. But again, it's all about the 71 or 2 minutes, and at the end of 71 or 2 minutes they were ahead, and we have to hold our hands up to them. We'll have to try and make sure that at the end of 72 or 3 minutes in the Ulster final the result won't be the same.
Tyrone beat Monaghan in their last Ulster final appearance in 2007. But they are, says Hart, an improved Monaghan since then.
Without a doubt, as I said earlier here, they have been the most impressive side with the scores they've racked up, and the new people coming in and giving them a sort of a new angle that probably wasn't there a few years ago, as well as the experience that they have of those who were there. So probably their mix is more potent than it would have been to date. So that's something we have to understand and try to contend with, and sure, we will do our best to do that. We'll keep our eyes open and see what we can see,
And despite the improvements, well, perhaps Tyrone have the experience.
The more times you've been somewhere, the more you learn. And if you can apply the learning, then it should be good to be able to use that when it's needed. There's no guarantees, I've seen experienced teams fall by the wayside many times in the past. We've thought we've been very well prepared for certain games in the past too, and they haven't come out the way we wanted them to. So that's the reality of life, but I'd still be very confident that our team are very capable, and we'll be going to the final in that frame of mind.
And going into that final, perhaps Tyrone will be earmarked as underdogs for the first time in many, many years. Monaghan are hungry, they're desperate perhaps for that title, and in some people's eyes as well, Tyrone are not even All-Ireland contenders. Comments like that, though, for manager Mickey Hart are brushed aside. Tyrone still have the self-belief that they will be there or thereabouts.
I believe it anyway, and I think enough players believe that, but we'll not talk about Ireland just at the minute. We'll talk about Ulster titles on the way to doing the best we can. At the minute, what's up for grabs is this Ulster title, and we'd very much want it. We've said all this year that the front door, I've always believed that's the best way to go. Even though we've benefited from the other way on a couple of occasions, I'd still prefer to go the straight and narrow route, so to speak. So that's what we want to do, because I think it's a safer place to be, it's a more predictable place to be, and you have that little bit more of a time frame between your final and the next game, whereas if you lose this final, you're out in 6 days again against somebody who is on the up, if you like. So it's a much better place to be winning it. So I think first and foremost, our players believe they're good enough to win the Ulster title. If they do that, then they'll assess where they're at after that, see who it is that they meet, if that is the case, and we'll take it a step at a time. But ultimately, yes, you have to believe. If you didn't believe you could win the All-Ireland, then I don't think I should be here. I don't think the players should be here. If you don't believe that it's possible, it definitely will not happen. If you believe it's possible, it may happen. And we believe it's possible.